That's good. And you're not screaming. Why? I wonder. Arachnophobia is so common amongst humans. Maybe you're different. How lucky I am to meet you. You're not the first to venture this far down, little one. But you might be the first not to struggle. You can stand if you like. You're caught up in my web, but it won't tighten. Not yet. Here. You humans are so obsessed with dignity. Stand on your feet. And try to find me with your eyes. You can try to find your sword, but each step wraps you deeper in my silk. Ah, oh, there's that breath again. Shallow and desperate. I can taste it. I like the way your heart is pounding like a little animal, even though you're holding yourself strong. What a good little fighter you are. Are you lost, little one? I hope you're not too caught off guard. Surely you knew I was here. A monstrosity. No doubt with a bounty for my head, or a price for my silk. Some kind of pilgrimage. What are you trying to prove, silly little man? The way your breath is catching. The way your temperature is rising. The way your cock is pulsing against my webbing. You're facing yourself more than you could ever face me. Need I pull my strings tighter to keep you from groping yourself? It's laughable how you wriggle against your restraints, as if you wish to be free of them. And I haven't even decided what to do with you yet. You're trembling. I can taste the chemicals in your body, prickling at your skin, flooding the air. Oh, and I can see your pulse there, just under the skin. A little throb, like a signal. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Are you trying to get me worked up? It's straining extra powerfully in your cock. Pushing and fighting against the crotch of your pants. You wanted to be free so badly, but you don't even know my intentions, little adventurer. How dangerous to wish yourself vulnerable to a drider like me. There's dirt on your knees. Did you crawl to get in here? How sweet. What? Did you tire of the monster girls on the surface? All the whole stars and cat girls and elves and bunyips? Or are you collecting our experiences in the name of science? You should know. My den does not forget its visitors.
I can still taste the last one.
Oh, not that body, no. That's not what I keep. I keep what clings to the web after they're gone. Their scent. Their final whimper. They'll moan when they give in.
I think I'd like to hear yours.
Up you come. I won't wrap you up entirely. I will, however, get rid of these pesky clothes. You don't need them anymore. My silky web will keep you warm and safe. Doesn't that feel so much better? And here you are, looking at me in the eyes. All six of them. There's no need to be afraid. I know. Not quite as human as your cute little cat girls. But I'm still very beautiful. Don't you think? And I still have all the important bits. A pretty face. Huge, round breasts. Plump, soft lips. A tight, wet pussy.
A voice that echoes through my cave, so you're never quite sure of my location. Oh, the more you struggle, the more my webs tighten around your wrists and ankles. You're practically begging to be wrapped up entirely, aren't you? Is that what my pretty little morsel wants? Bondage to the strictest degree. Or do you want something nicer? I know you don't mean to fight against me, but your cock sure is. How precious. Quite the compliment.
You really mean it, pet?
Your body
betrays you.
Such a treat. Adorable. I've barely touched you. And already, you're bucking your hips against my web. Has it been that hard a journey? That long since you've been safe in the arms of a woman? Poor thing. You're trembling now. You like this feeling, don't you? Not many can tolerate this level of arousal. Anxiety. Color me impressed. Let's see how you cope with being cradled. One of my arms around your shoulders, another under your buttocks, another cradling your face, and one more slowly tracing down your chest, and then your stomach, then slowly wrapping around your cock. I bet those girls topside only have two arms, don't they? You're missing out, little one. I've got you completely enveloped here.
Just how you've always wanted.
I can tell. Wrapped up in my arms, my web, my hand. Kiss me. If you want me to start stroking.
There we go.
That's it. Good boy. You feel my nice, soft hand stroking you? You can close your eyes if you'd like. Oh. You like the way I look? You're not afraid? Do my eyes not scare you? My extra limbs? My legs? Well, that's... You're very sweet, little adventurer. Little darling. I'm flattered. A handsome man like you, finding my form beautiful. I admit, this might make it a little harder to let you go. I think you're beautiful too. I'm going to make a little collar out of webbing to go around your neck and wrap your thighs. Stay where you are. I want to taste you. Use my free hand to touch you. Caress you, tease you, slowly. You taste so good, human. Your scent is soaking into my tongue. Filling my nose. It's intoxicating. I'm sorry I'm going so agonizingly slowly. It's just I don't rush devotion. I want to keep you as long as I can. Oh, please excuse my webs growing tighter. I want you firmly in place. It must feel strange being suspended off the ground, but it's for the best. I promise. It's for the best that you're mine. Good. Look at me, if you don't mind. Do I look pretty? Licking your cock from base to tip. My hands holding your hips, holding your hands too. My thick lips suckling the tip of your cock.
So many come here to milk me of my silk. Use my body. Tease me and take me to the edge, just to harvest as much of my webbing as they can and leave. They can't look at me. They're disgusted by my eyes, my arms, my legs. Are you afraid? Thank you.
I would really like to feel you inside me. Inside my pussy. It's here. Between my front two thighs.
No, not at the back of my abdomen. You don't need to be afraid.
I can lower myself onto you. I can wrap some webbing under your hips and pull it up and down. You don't need to do any work. I've got you. Just look at me.
Touch me, please. My breasts, my hips, my face. Thank you. Are you ready?
Are you sure? I could thread 100 layers between us and still feel you. You feel so wonderful. Gods, you're so good. It's like you were meant to be wound by me. Ah, I needed you all these years. Ah, all these years alone, I needed you. Where were you this whole time?
Some come here thinking they'll be caught, they'll be devoured. A perilous task for a precious material. You came with inquisitiveness, thoughtfulness. A silly book with silly diagrams. You little maniac. You aren't afraid. You're horny. My thread has a memory. It remembers warmth. The shape of want, the way someone exhales when they are fearless. When they let go. No, your cock is shaped perfectly for me. It fills me so wonderfully. Your hands hold my heavy breasts so perfectly. My nipples are so sensitive. Do you want them in your mouth? I'll try not to suffocate you. I'll use my other hands to stroke your hair. Hold your chest. Stroke your cheek. Just keep breathing. In. Out. That's good. Good boy. You're being woven, darling. I'm not binding you. Just showing you where your shape truly fits. How good it feels to fit here. Between my arms. Between my breasts. Between my silk. I've been waiting for you. for so long. You're making me melt. I'm getting so close, my love. I'm touching myself with my fingers, stroking my clit faster and faster. I'm going to come. I'm going to make a mess of your chest. Will you come inside me if I count us down? Please. Look up at me. Look at how you've melted me. More than anyone ever could. 10. Feel my tight pussy gripping you. 9. Feel me pulling you up and down, milking you. 8. Look at how your cock plunges in and out. 7. Look at how my breasts bounce with each pulse. 6. Feel my webbing restraining you just enough to keep control. 5. It's strong and soft, holding your part, surrendering you to me. 4. My teeth, sharp, precise, and caring. 3. My arms, holding you and caressing you. 2. The full bed of webs made just for us. 1. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Come for me. Come, come, come. Come inside me. Come. I love you. Please don't leave. Come inside me.
Quiet. Are you afraid now? You've slipped into stillness. Only the rise and fall of your chest. Did I hurt you? You're not struggling. But you're not weak. I've spun through silence for so long, and you walked in, brave, full of fearlessness. You're allowed to let go here. No need to fight and push and struggle, not just against my webbing, but of the idea that you need to be strong, to be worthy of devotion. You're mine now. Not owned, no. Holding is stronger than claiming. You were never meant to be stolen. Only softened. You're perfect here. In this den. Taking my love. Spun into. I've been waiting for you all this time. And even when you leave, even when you think you're alone. Remember being held, dear, with me. This weightlessness, my tethers holding you safe and sound. Not a chain, but a home. You can rest here, in this bed I made for you. Sleep well, little one. I'll be watching. You're woven. You're known. You are loved.